Exclusive, Representative Barry Moore, Primetime January 6 Circus Proves Democrats Are Only Acting for the Camera. By Representative Barry Moore, RL, on June 9, 2022. Tonight, the American people will be treated to an elaborate primetime made-for-TV production orchestrated by a former network president after a year and a half of painstaking scriptwriting and filming. No, this isn't a fabulous rendition of The Sound of Music or a scandalous expose on how Jeffrey Epstein carried on his crimes for decades. Although ironically the ABC president hired by the producers played a part in squashing the Epstein story. To the disappointment of viewers, they'll see a sham congressional hearing rehashing the events at the Capitol 519 days ago. If you find the scheduling, time slot, and unconventional programming perplexing, you aren't alone. After all, it's been over a year and a half since January 6. Since then, we've had a new president inaugurated. And the American people's lives have been upended by runaway inflation caused by reckless government spending, an escalating border crisis, global upheaval fueled by failed American leadership, and energy prices unseen even in the Jimmy Carter years. It's been less happy days and more the Twilight Zone. Yet, after a year and a half in control of Congress, have Democrats held the primetime hearing on the economic turmoil or the inflation depleting the purchasing power of every American paycheck? The New York Times, no friend of Republicans, got it right when saying Democrats are desperate for a reset before the midterms to distract from our disastrous downturn since they took over the White House and Congress. Obviously, to anyone tuning in, Democrats clearly have no solutions to the countless crises they've created. So, they instead resort to smoke and mirror sensationalism and the blame game. Even so, the juiciest drama won't occur on set. It took place last year behind the scenes as Democrats schemed their attack. From the get-go, Democrats made clear they would write the script and the ending, and true Republicans need not apply. Pelosi used the ridiculous accusation that Republicans were obstructionists to justify the unilateral creation of a so-called select committee, meaning only she held the power to select its members. When Republicans chose reps, Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, and Troy Nels, three of our most qualified members, to represent us, Speaker Pelosi outright rejected them, violating nearly 232 years of precedent. This special committee has never been about finding the truth and certainly not about the law or our Constitution. If Democrats truly cared about the rule of law, why do they continue enabling lawlessness at our southern border? If they supported law and order, why do they support defunding our police and incentivize rioting? If they valued due process, would prisoners from January 6 be held in a cell in Washington for over a year before being charged? There are legitimate answers we need regarding January 6, its lead-up, and its aftermath broader than what could be manipulated to indict Trump. Why was there a suspicious lack of security at the Capitol that day? What did Speaker Pelosi know and when did she know it? And what actions did she take, or fail to take, which might have prevented or mitigated the attack? The Senate has already acquitted Trump on this matter after a Pelosi-led show trial with no hearings or witness testimony in a desperate rush that betrayed its political motivations. Even a former advisor to Pelosi's committee said there is no smoking gun indicating Trump planned any sort of attack on the Capitol on January 6. Over a year ago, scoffing Democrats clutched their pearls at Republican forecasts that the committee would be weaponized and that members would drag their feet and keep their findings hidden until a dramatized rollout before the midterms. Just like our predictions on rising energy prices, a crippled economy, and government spending fueled inflation, Republicans now seem like prophets. The problem for the Democrats? Most voters outside of the most rabid anti-Trumpers aren't interested in tuning in. A single mother working two jobs desperately trying to find formula can't feed her child with yet another Pelosi subpoena. Democrats and the Washington elites have always fought to gain power for themselves. The Republican Party is fighting to return that power to you. The members of this political elite will do anything. Multiple sham impeachments, witch hunt trials led by ambitious partisan prosecutors and state attorneys general, or these phony Hollywood orchestrated hearings, to stop us. The American people are hurting. They want true leaders who will work for them both on and off camera. And they won't be fooled by mainstream media propaganda, special effects, or dazzling script editing by Washington elites. Barry Moore represents Alabama's 2nd Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives.